Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is your host, G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show on today, November 27th, 2007, at 6 o'clock. You know, I'm just loving all the attention and all the things that are actually coming through and happening because of this show. And I'm just so excited about the lives that are being touched. And I just want to say, you know, you guys actually call in. You can either call in or you can just listen to the radio show. The number is 646-595-4311. It's 646-595-4311. Now, one thing about it, if you would like to actually contact me via Yahoo during the show, while the show is running, you just hit me up at gwrightonline@yahoo.com. gwrightonline@yahoo.com. You know, today I have some important guests. I have some actually some family members who are actually in the industry as well, music industry. They're going to be calling me, and I'm just looking forward to it. So she might actually call me today, or she might actually call me on our next episode, next show, and on Thursday. But I just want to say that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 117 says like this: Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples, for great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. As they say in the South, praise the Lord. I mean, I'm being serious, you guys. I mean, I know I say this. We have a lot to be thankful for. You know, I just listen to radio and just listen to the news, and it's. I just have to say, it's amazing all the things that are going on in people's lives. There are a lot of things that are going on, y'all. There are people who don't have loved ones, who might have been here one day and then gone the next. And not only that, it really makes you get to the point of saying, you know, what can I do? What things can I do to make a change in my community? What things can I do to make a change in the community? For those of you who might be listening, those of you who might actually call in, one thing I'm saying is that you know, just bear in mind, please just bear with me. You know, God is good, and I tell you, there's some things that you know that we're still working through here at the station. So I'm just saying thank you for listening. Even if you can't actually call in, you can at least listen. Listen to the forecast. It's been one of those days, y'all, but it's all good. But you can actually still listen in to the radio show on blogtalkradio.com/G Wright. But for those of you who are listening in, again, this is G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. And, you know, one of my friends just asked me what my discussion was going to be about tonight. And I think I want to deal with Psalm 117. The thing about it is that it's saying, praise the Lord, all you nations. Everyone can praise the Lord. Everyone has the opportunity of praising the Lord. Now, the thing about that whole thing is the fact that we have that opportunity to praise the Lord. So we just need to do it. It says, extol him, all you people. Extol means to praise him. You know, put not just praise him, but just love on him. Continue, you know, tell the Lord how good he is, because God is good. And then the second verse of that says it like this. It says it quite so well, just like this. It says, for great is his love toward us. You know what? There are so many people who are looking for people to love them. But this word is saying that great is his love toward us. You know, great is his love toward us. You know, and I don't know what's going through your mind, but for those who might not feel like, oh, I'm not loved, God doesn't love me, God cannot love me, God cannot love someone like me, I've done this and I've done that, oh, God cannot love me. Guess what? This is saying that God can indeed love us. This is saying that God can indeed love us. So I just want to encourage you today that, like it says, praise the Lord, all you nations, extol him, all you peoples, for great is his love toward us. Man, I don't know about you, but I'm excited tonight, even though I'm tired, guys, even though I've, you know, this has been one of those days, but I know that God is good, and I know that there's some people who did not make it. I know there's some people, actually, guys, who did not have the opportunity to get up. There's some people who didn't have the opportunity to say, you know what, I didn't have a good day today. Let me hopefully have a good day tomorrow. You know, I didn't get something right in this area of my life. Hopefully I can do that tomorrow. You know, some people didn't have it. You know, but it says that great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. So, you know, the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. It's not going to end, y'all. I mean, I know relationships can end. Marriages can end. You know, friendships, lifelong friendships can end. But it says that the faithfulness of the Lord never ends. You know, so I just want to encourage you today that no matter what you're going through, remember that the faithfulness of the Lord never, ever, ever ends. And what does that do for me? What does that do for me? That lets me know that it doesn't matter if the person down the street doesn't like me. It does not matter if someone I thought was a friend tell me, hey, I'm not your friend anymore. Because it said that the love of the Lord never what? Ends. And I just want to encourage you today to just remember that. God's love never, ever, 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 ever ends. You know, right now, I want you to think about something that is, I mean, wherever you are, just close your eyes. And I just want you to imagine and think about something that has been traumatic, a relationship that has been so traumatic in your life that you didn't know what to do. And then I want you to do is just imagine this verse. And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. And you're still standing. You're still able to get up again. You're still able to get up. The faithfulness of the Lord never, ever ends. Endures forever. Can your mind even fathom what forever is like? I don't know about you, but forever, that just amazes me. That amazes me. Forever. Beyond our wildest dreams, that God's love can last for us forever. Right now, this is a place like this by C.C. Winans. I want to bring this out. A place like this. Just imagine it. And I hope the song ministers to you as much as it ministers to me. Again, I'm G. Wright, and I'm your host of the Heart of Love radio show. Call in at 646-595-4311.
Let's go. Welcome to paradise. I know you want a place like this.
Yeah.
You want a place like this. Come on.
That's right.
Rick and CC.
Let's go.
We want a place like this. Do you want to go?
Now again. It's hopeless, my friend, in a place like this again.
Yeah, what do you think about that? That's C.C. Winans, A Place Like This. And the theme for tonight, I guess if you're tuning in to the Heart of Love radio show with your host, G. Wright, is thinking about the faithfulness of the Lord, that the faithfulness of the Lord never ends. And, you know, I'm still there, y'all. I don't know about you, but I'm still there for the fact that God's love for me will never end. You know, let me just share a little bit with you. This has been like a crazy year for me. And, but God is good. And God's good. And as the saying goes all the time and all the time, God is good. I want you to know today that God indeed is good. And no matter what you're going through, it's great to know that God's love is never going to end. You know, and I've been having some problems with my switchboard, so if you're listening in, if you're calling in, please just hang in there with me, please. Just hang in there. You know, this hopefully will be completed very, 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 very soon and fixed. So, but you know, I just want to say I appreciate those who are actually listening in. You know, earlier I told you guys, I want you guys to think about something that was so traumatic in your life that, you know, it was hard for you to recover and process and get through. And you thought, you know what, there's no way that I can make it. You know, and just then, I want you to remember that according to this verse, it says, that the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. We're in Psalm 117. I forgot to tell you guys. For those who just come in to the show, we're in Psalm 117, where it says, "Praise the Lord, all you nations; extol him, all you peoples, for great is his love toward us." You know, the only thing I gotta say is this, guys: just think about the goodness of Jesus, and think about what God wants to do in your life. And just know this, that his love is going to continue, even though relationships might change, even though circumstances might change, even though your jobs might change, God's love endures forever. And the thing about it is this, I believe that there's someone out there right now who's actually going through and actually needs to hear that and be reminded of that today, that God's love never ends. You know, I'm not going to give my age, but I'm still a young buck, but I still remember things that happened back in the 70s that definitely aren't happening today. And it's amazing to see how our society is changing. But I'm encouraged right now because it says, well, great is his love toward us. That means that God, when you're going through, you know, God wants us all to succeed. You know, God wants us all to have the best. He wants us all to put our trust in him. He wants us all to say, you know, I'm relying on you. You know, I got to say this. You know, I thank God. I thank him for sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for me. You know, and the thing about it is this. How great a love is that? That he actually laid out his life for us. And just think that God's faithfulness is never going to stop. Now mind you, you know, like a father, you know, sometimes you will be punished. Now, let's not get it twisted, as they say. However, it's great to know that his love is never going to end. That no matter what you're going through today, that his love is never going to end. So for today, today's the whole thing that I want you guys to really get. You know, and I'm not keeping saying the same thing over and over. And I love to talk. Right now we're having, you know, some difficulties, but so I say, you know, just keep me in your prayers over here. But God is good. God's good, and I know you've heard the saying, God's good all time and all time. God is indeed good. You know, there are some things that that some people, you know, have written me and have asked me to talk about. So I'm going to actually, I guess, let you guys know a little bit about me and what's going on in my life. You know, you can visit me on my official website at gwrightsonline.com. That's gwrightsonline.com. Or you can actually visit me on MySpace. That's myspace.com/gwrightsonline. I apologize for that, guys. G. Wright Singh on MySpace. And right now, I'm actually in a play. It's called The Journey. And so we are in rehearsals and getting ready for that. This is a great play, y'all. It's an inspirational stage play, Redemption of the Wizard of Oz. It's written and directed by Gabrielle Johnson and directed by Brother Mark Williams. And Brother Mark Williams, he's actually called in onto the show before several times. And we have some good discussions and things like that that are going to be coming forth really, 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 really soon. But our opening night is Friday, December the 14th at 8 p.m. And Saturday, December the 15th at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. And then the final performance of The Journey will be Sunday, December the 16th at 3 p.m. Now, this is going to take place at the Baldwin Burroughs Theater at Spelman College. That's 350 Spelman Lane, Building 12. That's Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. And if you're wondering how you can actually get tickets online, you can actually go to GavinEntertainment.com. That's GavinEntertainment.com. And that's GavinEntertainment.com. And the tickets are $20. Now, also, something that's actually going on is the Rock Atlanta Promotions. And they're presenting an evening where urban chic hair meets couture fashion, featuring New York's own Nathaniel's Originals designs. Hairstyled by Kezie Le Elegance, Ebony J. Leisure Hair Studio. And that's going to be Sunday, December the 16th at 8 p.m. at the Westin Hotel, 210 Peachtree Street, downtown Atlanta, Georgia, 30303. And tickets will be sold at the door, and that event is also for $20. And this show is coordinated by Brother Mark. And you can actually hit Brother Mark at www.myspace.com/BrotherMark, BrutaMarc. Now, of course, I know you guys are probably tired of hearing me talking right now, but, you know, this is the Heart of Love radio show. And if you're going through something, I want you to be blessed by this song. It's entitled I'm Out by Jackie Clark Chisholm of the infamous The Clark Sisters. This is I'm Out from her CD. And I think her CD is, y'all, you guys have to go out there and get it. Jackie Clark's CD is off the chain. And this song is entitled "I'm Out." So no matter what you're going through, know that God is going to bring you out. This is G Light. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I want to hear from you. 646-595-4311.
Can you worship him? Come on. Hallelujah. What it is, listen. No matter what you're going through tonight, he'll bring you out. Come on. Just believe in him. He'll bring you out. Just believe. Just believe. You're going through. You don't have to worry. He'll bring you out. He will. I'm out.
Right, that's He's Able by Hezekiah Walker. This is G Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm calling y'all, or just listen. Or listen at your computer, 646-595-4311. Or you can listen to me online at www.blogtalkradio.com/G Wright. Now, that's He's Able. How many of you know that He's Able? Yeah, the thing about it is this, guys. Not only is he able, but I'm able to take my burdens and my cares and all the different things I'm going through to the Lord and lay it down, lay them down, and leave them there. This is BB Winers, y'all. Lay them down. Whatever you're dealing with, just lay it down. Call in 646-595-4311. The Heart of Love Radio Show. Or hit me up on my Yahoo. gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Your burdens to the Lord, lay them down, and leave them there. You know what? I'm going to speed things up a little bit. There's a cut from my upcoming CD entitled Talking About Love. This is your host, G. Wright. Hit me up online at gwriteonline.com or gwriteonline@yahoo. And, Just call in 646-595-4311. This is Talking About Love. Because ultimately, it's about spreading God's love, y'all. And I hope this song touches your heart.
Love can take our pain away. Love can bring a brighter day. Love, talking about love. Nothing heals the pain of a broken heart that's been torn apart into many pieces. Love can touch the heart of a wounded soul and can make it whole with a single blessing. Who told you you can't be loved? Oh, no.
About Love by your own G. Wright. Thank you guys for listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I just want to remind you that I'm going to play called The Journey, which opens up in a few weeks, Friday, December the 14th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Burroughs Theater at Spelman College. Tickets will be sold at the door. The title of the play is called The Journey. And it's an inspirational stage play rendition of The Wizard of Oz, written and produced by Gabrielle Johnson, directed by Brother Mark Williams. And this is presented by Gavin Entertainment. You know, and guys, feel free to go to online to buy your tickets. And that's at GavinEntertainment.com. That's GavinEntertainment.com. You know, we've been talking about from Psalm 117 about the faithfulness of the Lord, how it endures forever, and the fact that once you experience what love is supposed to be like, guys, you know when it's love and you know when it's not love. Here's a song from the Joni Mayfield experience, and I was just honored to actually have been a part of that, of that actual great CD that's actually out as well. And it's a bonus track on my CD, and it's called What's Love Supposed to Be? Guys, for actually listening in, this is G. Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. You know, if you actually have any suggestions or anything that you would like to discuss or for me to discuss, and if you'd like to become a special guest on my show, just send me an email at gwrightonline@yahoo.com. Excuse me. That's gwrightonline@yahoo.com. You know, which I'm coming from Psalm 117, verse 2 especially, for great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. You know, as the show is beginning to wrap up for tonight, I want you guys to just remember that God's love never ends. And knowing that his love never ends, I say this song from Kirk Franklin really touches on what I would like to say. My life, my love, my all, I give it to you, Lord. This is my life, my love, my all, by Kirk Franklin.
Just say I love you. Just want to tell you thank you just for being patient with me and just for giving me another chance. You've always been there for me, and you were the father that I never knew. I just want to say.
My hands were made.
Hallelujah. That was Kirk Franklin. My life, my love, my all. I pray that something that I've played, something I've said to you tonight has touched your heart in some kind of way. I just want to say how good it is just to know that God loves me. Do you know that? And because of that, I can sing, I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender, Lord. You know, because God is so good to me. You know, it's oftentimes I actually become inspired by something that someone says or just something that a preacher might actually say. And God might bless you with a song. But my prayer is that everything I do will be consecrated to the Lord. Take my life. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans. Let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul. Want to be a vessel. For your glory, take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Psalm 117. The faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Endures through all the pain. Endures through all the things, situations that we even create for ourselves. It endures. You know, and it's amazing how sometimes we're so eager to throw relationships away. Now, mind you, there are some circumstances sometimes, guys, that God says, you know, it's best for you to stop where you are and then leave. And then sometimes there's some situations, guys, that God might say, you know what, I'm here for you. I mean, the only thing I want to know is that you're going to follow me. No matter what you're going through, no matter what situations I'm even trying to tell you, I just want you to remember there's one thing, that God's love and his faithfulness, his love toward us is great. His faithfulness never ends. His faithfulness never ends. When we end, when other people's faithfulness toward us end, God's love never, ever ends. God bless you guys, and have a good night. Thank you for listening to the Heart of Love radio show. I'm your host, G. Wright. Again, you can hit me up on my online, you can hit me up on my official website, gwrightonline.com, gwrightonline.com, or myspace.com/gwrightsing. And then if you're interested in actually being a guest on my show, just hit me up on gwrightonline@yahoo.com. We'll be airing again this coming Thursday at 6, and it's going to be for an hour. God bless you guys, and have a great night.